We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Monday, February 2nd, 2026. Starting off, last Friday, an organized anti-ICE walkout occurred on the university's campus. Students and community members rallied around the alma mater at 2 p.m. to later walk and protest down Green Street. Voices from the protest were heard throughout campus.
United, the people will never be defeated! United, the people will never be defeated!
Protesters held signs relaying messages against the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. One sign read, "Fight ignorance, not immigrants." Adam Pino, sophomore in engineering, attended the walkout. Pino spoke on why he decided to show up.
Honestly, I feel like every day on my social media feed, I see a new story about something terrible that ICE has done, and I want to have a voice and stand up against it.
Moving on to local events, the Illinois Conference Center in Champaign hosted UICon, Champaign-Urbana's anime and comic convention, this past weekend. The convention featured a variety of activities such as cosplay contests and meetups, panel discussions in an adventure room ran by the university RSO, The Adventure Club. WPGU News correspondent Emma White spoke to Emma Barrera, a junior, and one of the co-captains of the RSO, who gave her insight on recruiting new members through the convention.
We're tabling here for a reason, because a lot of congoers are kind of the specific type of people that maybe we want in our club, that are willing to go out there, do wacky things, look different, and be confident in that. This is definitely an environment that is perfect for our club. It's great to be entwined with it, and we're definitely looking to continue doing this in the future.
Another popular space for many visitors was the Artist and Vendor Hall, allowing many local artists and designers to sell prints, crafts, and stickers that cater to multiple fan bases and demographics. The vendor hall also hosted tables for guest voice actors, including senior Hayden Rollins, best known for his role as Nemo in Disney's Finding Dory and Disney Infinity. Rollins spoke to White about why he enjoyed this convention as a first-time guest voice actor.
The best part, I think, about UICon is that it is kind of like a smaller scale thing, but my personal favorite part has been getting to meet all of the other voice actors, all the people who've come up to request signatures from me. That was probably my favorite part.
The 2026 iteration of UICon marks the convention's third year in operation and the first to not be hosted in the Illini Union. A change in the university's policy would not have allowed the artist and vendor hall to operate in the building, so organizers made the decision to make the convention an independent event and host it in a new location. Looking at upcoming events, Black History Month started yesterday, marking 100 years honoring African-American culture. Here are some events held in Champaign-Urbana by the university and CU to celebrate the occasion. Bruce D. Nesbitt African-American Cultural Center leads the university's programming, hosting three film screenings at its physical location during the month and a cooking competition featuring Joliffe Rice at ISR Friday. BNAC will also host two lectures, Roots to Root a Rhythm, an event with live music and culinary discussion, and Intangible Blackness, a lunchtime discussion on Afrofuturism with College of FAA professor Stacy Robinson. BNAC will also hold the Black and Latinx Summit February 21st at the iHotel and Illinois Conference Center. Also on campus, there will be a screening of the film Black News, Terms and Conditions at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts February 11th. In CU, there will be a DIY event at Douglas Branch Library Wednesday for kids to learn about famous Black artists and a program at the Urbana Free Library Thursday telling the story of New Philadelphia, first known town planned by an African American. Parkland College will also host a variety of lectures and events this month on its campus, with opening ceremonies Tuesday. And now, for something a little more classy. Looking for a new, low-key study spot? Look no further than the Analog Wine Library in downtown Urbana. Opened in 2019, Analog Wine Library offers a variety of select wines rotating every 2 weeks. Its selection of wines this rotation range from sweet, light white wines to woody, full red wines. For those looking for a non-alcoholic or light alternative, the bar also offers non-alcoholic spritzes with a splash of soju per request. Not only does it keep the wine fresh, but the prices are ferment to be. Glasses of wine range from $10 to $20, though you can get a 2-ounce taster for $5. The spritzes also range from $7 to $9, depending on whether you get it with soju or not. Analog Wine also offers wine by the bottle or flight. Bottles range in price, but the Pick 5 taster is $23, encouraging patrons to try different wines without committing to a full glass. This hidden gem in Urbana is worth giving extra attention to. The ambience of the wine bar is intimate, with lo-fi music playing in the background and free snacks for patrons to enjoy, to a little nook full of books and art. It's a quieter alternative to the noise in other bars across Champaign-Urbana. Analog Wine is hosting a wine and dessert pairing Saturday with Suzu's Bakery, and cost of entry is $25. Tickets must be purchased by 5 p.m. Friday, according to its website. The wine bar is open 5 to 10 p.m. every Thursday, and 5 to 11 p.m. every Friday and Saturday. Moving into local policy, the City of Urbana announced a new Community Services Grant Program for Program Year 2027. It will fund grants to public and private non-for-profit organizations which provide services to aid low-income Urbana households. The city seeks to fund programs specifically on key areas such as domestic violence prevention, education, food security, healthcare, and more. Applications for grants open tomorrow and close April 6th at 5 p.m. Applicants are encouraged to review the PY27 program manual before starting an application, but are required to show certification of reading the manual when submitting an application. The city will be hosting virtual grant assistance workshops February 12th and March 24th at 12 p.m. Email grants@urbanail.gov to register for one of those dates. For those looking for something to do this weekend, this past Saturday, the Champaign-Urbana Winter Farmers Market was at the Lincoln Square Mall. There were many different vendors present that offered a wide range of items, including local produce and homemade baked goods. Many booths also sold handmade crafts, jewelry, apparel, and other artisan goods. The CU Winter Farmers Market will continue to be at the Lincoln Square Mall every Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon until April 25th. Make sure to stop by and take a look at the local vendors and their products. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Audrey Sturwald, Emma White, Mac Jones, Abby Tim, J.J. Gershnick-Parsons, and Macy Long. That's all for today. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.